This is the local VK5 news segment.
Hi all, this is Nathan, VK5OG, on behalf of myself and Andrew, VK5WX, on behalf of the South Australian Repeater Group, SARG. If you're into C4FM or Oz Free DMR, you can catch us on the following talk groups: Adelaide 10G 69159, which is linked to Oz Free DMR on talk group 5055. That is our main talk group that we all talk on. We also jump on Oz Repeater Network 24160 on C4FM. Now, both of those talk groups on Adelaide 10G and Oz Repeater Net are also linked to YSF with the same talk group numbers. There are some exciting times about to happen in the future with SARG. Please stay tuned as the details will be released at a later date. You can find out more information on our Facebook group. Hope to catch you on the air soon. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, on behalf of Andrew and myself, VK5WX. 73s for now.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
G'day, g'day, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's Northeast Radio Club news. And a big thanks to Brian, VK5VI, for filling in for me last week. Now, we had a great coffee club meeting last Wednesday. Lots of good Christmas nibbles to have, and a great deal of socialising went on. Now, the next coffee club is on Wednesday, the 14th of January, 2026. And the first meeting of the new year is on Friday, the 9th of January, 2026. And it will be Ross, VK5WRP, showing us his photographic artistry. Now, this is a great presentation, so don't miss it. Now, on Saturday, the 24th of January, 2026, at 2:30 p.m, it will be a grand sausage sizzle at the Modbury West Community Hall. Then on the following day, on Sunday, the 25th of January, 2026, on the Houghton Repeater, 146850, at 3:30 p.m, there will be the next episode of the Amateur Technical Segment. And the greatest news of all is that on Friday, the 30th of January, 2026, there will be another Fifth Friday lunch. Well, that's all for this week. All the best for Christmas, and I hope all of you have a safe Christmas, and I hope Santa doesn't get stuck in your chimney delivering that nice new linear amplifier. Stay negative, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. A week ago today, the Southeast Radio Group held its 2025 Christmas barbecue. As we had not had any meetings in Millicent this year, it was decided that we should hold the event at Lake McIntyre on the northern outskirts of the town. The weather in Mount Gambier at 10 a.m. did not look promising at all, with quite high winds and threatening-looking clouds. On arrival at Lake McIntyre, however, we were greeted with a much calmer morning, and it stayed that way for the rest of the day. We were extremely lucky, as it turned out to be a very pleasant day weather-wise and in all other respects as well. A record crowd of just under 30 members, including a number of wives and partners, which was great to see, came along and enjoyed a few hours of social interaction and, of course, the barbecue itself. Everyone brought along their favourite meal, and thanks yet again to Chris VK5 Mike Charlie, who brought along a good-sized barbecue, we were all able to cook our dinners with no problem. There are gas barbecues on site, but for some reason we seem to prefer to use the one supplied by Chris. Jack, VK5 Echo Bravo Alpha, had brought along his very impressive halfway in-fed antenna, which resides on a commercial fishing-type reel. The far end of his antenna was supported by a very impressive carbon fibre window cleaner's pole. It was at least 10 metres tall. All of this was hooked up to Jack's Yaesu FT10 multiband radio, but unfortunately the bands were pretty much dead and no activity was the result. There was much discussion on the benefits, or otherwise, of the NFED system, which kept a number of members occupied for an hour or two. Unfortunately, a very brief shower of rain had those present frantically packing up, but it was very brief and pretty half-hearted. Some of us decided to call time at that point, and so we finished a bit earlier than we probably should have. Another very successful event. We will try to find a spot in Mount Gambier for next year. We used to go to Umpherston Caves, but council no longer allows bookings there, and so you have to get there early, very early, or take pot luck. But it is an excellent venue. That's it for our club for 2025, although we still have one coffee morning before Christmas. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. I'd like to take the opportunity, on behalf of the AHARS committee, to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Enjoy yourselves and have a good time with your friends and family whenever you can. This will be my last news bulletin for 2025, and I look forward to a spell over the Christmas break. The annual Christmas lunch was again held at the Blair Hotel and was a great day. Food was good and the company was exceptional, with 44 people attending. Thanks to Jeff, VK5JB, for organising the door prizes. Sadly, nobody on Jeff's or my table won a prize, but most of the others seemed pretty happy. Don't forget the picnic in the park, which is our usual January get-together in lieu of a monthly meeting, and this year it will be again held in the park at the Goodwood Orphanage, with entry off of Mitchell Street. Payment of $10 per head, children are free, is to be made directly into the AHARS bank account detail. Don't forget to add your call sign, barbecue, in the comment so we know who and how many are coming. Again, I urge you to consider what's to be done for the succession of the President and Secretary positions of the Executive Committee, as Jeff and I will not be nominating for next year. We have received one nomination for a General Committee person so far, and that's all. I'll attach nomination forms to the email and hope that there are others to follow. As usual, information on our regular weekly nets can be found on our website at ahars.au radio-nets, and there's some interesting things on our Facebook group page at www.facebook.com/groups/ahars. I'll also attach the latest membership call sign list to the email from Richard. And that's all for this year. Thanks, and 73 from John, VK5RJ.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club and its committee. On Thursday the 4th of December, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club held its annual end-of-year barbecue and social get-together down at the club rooms at Karawatha Hall, which is a fantastic facility for the club, as has an electric barbecue on site along with large veranda shelter for shade and sitting outside for a meeting on a warm night, etc. The event was well attended by club members and guests and was catered for by Jared VK5MUZ and his mother Chris, who cooked up a feast for the members and guests on the night. The steak was to die for, along with all the other meats and salads that were handmade by Chris. So a big thank you goes out to VK5MUZ Jared and his mother Chris for all the catering hard work that was put in by them to make the night a huge success. The South Coast Amateur Radio Club VK5RSV 70cm C4FM WiseX repeater is back up and operational and working well on the air following some repairs to the repeater, and is providing great coverage across the Southern Frio Peninsula and Adelaide Plains, with operators from as far as Para Hills and Regency Park being able to access the repeater successfully. Thank you to Nathan, VK5OG, for coordinating facilitating the repairs of the repeater. The South Australian Repeater Group has continued to grow and develop across Adelaide, with quite a number of amateur operators being involved in the group, with a widespread participation and involvement with members from most amateur radio clubs around Adelaide now being involved. Two members of the group, Nathan VK5OG and Stuart VK5ADE, were out last Sunday across the Fleuro Peninsula region installing a few more Meshtastic nodes across the region, and they can be identified with the SARG name, which is VK5SARG, and the Meshtastic network continue to grow within the South Australia. The South Coast Amateur Radio Club has been provided with a draft lease by the City of Onkabrina Council for the Carrahathwell facility to which the club is currently meeting, and this will facilitate a great home for the club moving forward into the future, with a long-term home for the club, but also where we can place some antennas on the hall. Stay tuned for more details and information in the near future. Myself and the committee would like to wish all members, family and friends of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club, along with all amateur radio operators and hobbyists, a very Merry Christmas and a safe Christmas, and extend season greetings to all, along with a happy and safe New Year. We look forward to seeing you all at the first meeting of 2026 on Thursday the 22nd of January at 1900 hours at Carrahathwell Hall for the election of the new committee for 2026. Safe travels in 73 from VK5 LSB. Cheers all.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.